Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of his Self-Employment for You, and we're talking about, also the CEO of Casey Communications, and we're talking about seven personality traits of successful entrepreneurs. Not just any old entrepreneur, but people who actually have got the goods, people who've actually pulled it off. And Paul, we talked about execution and reliability in the last segment. I want you to talk to us about this next trait, which is self-evident, but not always one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs start out with, and that's the ability to manage finances. What do you think?
That's right. Before I get into that, I got to say, Jim, you have the best bumper music of any radio show in the world. I love Barry and the Pacemakers, Barry Cross the Mersey,
oh, yeah,
and Jumpin' Jack Black, the Rolling Stones.
That's right. We spin a few platters here.
Yeah, I love it.
And give them credit.
You asked me what I do for fun, in the, when we're in the break, and I got to say, I did see the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
About a month and a half ago in San Jose,
wow.
And they were just incredible.
So, yeah.
Anyhow.
All right, good. Thanks for that report.
Yes, and I'll talk about finances because it did empty my pocketbook to go see them.
I bet it did.
So I'm recovering from that. Anyhow, yes, finances. When I talk to people and interview for the radio show, I had it at some point. I found how many people would be going into business for themselves, and they really did not have a core competency in even balancing their checkbook and had really no idea about, let's say, the cash flow part of a business. And I try to submit that it's not you have to be a genius in finances, but you have to have a core competency, and that is being very conservative with your money. I think a lot of people get into business, and they will hope something will work out really well, and they're not sure. But I'm just saying that people should be really conservative and almost like a miser in business,
mm-hmm.
But even that,
Paul, if they don't understand the dynamics of cash flow and the difference between cash and accounting, if they don't know those things, they probably cannot appreciate how to capitalize whatever they're going to do.
That's right, and I suggest that, if you, as an individual, don't have a savings account, you're in debt, you're in credit card problems or whatever, you really need to shore that up before you even think about going into business for yourself.
Yep.
Get into a plan, pay off your credit cards, get savings program, and I have a guy, too, that really if you can't put at least 20-30% of your own money into your business, I suggest if you can't do that, you get to that level where you can, because if it's your own money, I swear you watch it a lot closer than if it's Uncle Dave's
right.
money or your mother's or somebody
else. But even
else.
That, people, it, you know what, Paul? I've been in business a long time. It still takes my breath away how fast cash can go out.
That's right.
It still takes my breath away. And I know what's happening. I know what's going on. And it still takes my breath away.
Right.
And I'm telling you, folks, you just can't appreciate this. I wrote an article called The Three Clocks of Small Business. Folks, if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, type in Three Clocks or something like that, it'll bring that article up and read that. It'll take you about 3 minutes, and it explains, Paul, the difference between a sales clock, an expense clock, and the operating clock. And how each one of them have work differently but one thing, the expense clock never ever stops ticking.
That's right.
Everything else can slow up. The other two clocks can slow up and stop, but that one never stops. All right,
let's
move on down and talk about being pragmatic. What does that mean?
Well, that, I guess, could circle back a little bit about execution, and pragmatism is what I tried to stress, is that just having a really good idea of where you're at in the world of things, and don't get too carried away, again, in marketing programs or
mm-hmm.
whatever you're experiencing. expansion is or hiring new people or whatever, really have the ability to assess your business in a very objective way, and being pragmatic and making decisions that are incremental and small. I think it's much better to build on taking small steps than it is to make some giant wildcat moves.
Right.
And I think far too often you get into trouble or you think you're not going quick enough, you get in a desperation mode and you just compound your problems. So I'm just saying be a very realistic personality. And if you're that way, again, considering this step, I think if you're really tempered, low temper, and even keel, your prospects for success will be a lot higher. And I think that's a really key component.
One of the parts of being pragmatic is when you build your financial models is build one that's what you think you can do. This is why I'm even doing this, because I think I can do this. And then build another one that's something less than that. And take it all the way back to where, okay, as long as I don't go any lower than this, I'll still survive. That's what I call the conservative model, and that's being pragmatic, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people will say you're not thinking outside the box or whatever. I think there's way too much emphasis on that. Thinking outside the box is wishful thinking that something really good will happen. When I think success is really thinking inside the box and being boring.
Well, and another thing, Paul, if you take your banker, you're asking your banker for a loan, you take your banker, they're going to want to see what you think you can do, because they want to see you excited about something and motivated about something. But they also like it when you say, okay, now, here's how bad it could get and I can still pay you back. They like seeing that one, too. They like knowing that you've thought about it, that you know things can happen. Paul Casey and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more of the 7 traits of successful entrepreneurs. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.